So, Jean.
Yes.
One of the things that I said I wanted to come back to, because I really do, is this idea of introducing others.
Okay.
And why that's helpful and important in a social setting, particularly at work.
Okay. The reason it's so important is that people will feel or see, you know, they'll get a sense of you being a people connector, which is a really popular thing and a thing that's very powerful in both social and business arenas. If people see you as somebody who is generous enough and sort of has enough energy to put people together, they will want to have you around. They will want to invite you to another party. They will remember that you did that. You know, it really does go a long way. It's subtle, but if you do it enough, people will start to realize that you're the one who's doing that. It's a very generous thing to do, and it's kind of like karma. It will come back to you in the end. Some people will go to a business party and think, you know, I'm going to meet this person, but I don't really want everybody else to have the same in with them that I do, so why introduce them? But in the end, it really doesn't work that way. It's much better to be generous and share, you know, and get everyone as connected as possible. You're still going to be, you know, getting the good stuff from that.
Right. And this point brings us back to that concept that this is a social milieu where grace and generosity and kindness and a kind of collective happiness benefits everybody.
Right.
It's not your barracuda moment.
No, it's not. That could be the barracuda moment is some other time when you're negotiating a contract.
Right, and you're in a meeting with the door closed, and it's not a social event.
Right. This is, you know, always having fun and spreading good, you know, good feelings is always the way to go.
And so, if you do want to help introduce others, because the way that you're scripting some of this for us, Jean, is really helpful.
Oh, good.
So, walk me through how you kind of can bring one part of your conversation to another and make the introduction to help them.
Well, I mean, you can do the sort of the other part of the, in my escape techniques, actually, you're introducing people, but you basically can shepherd people around. You can do what I call shepherding, which is to take people around to, if they look like they need to help, you know, you take them around and introduce them. And then you also, which is what the host would do, but you're doing it too now. And you can then offer subject matter up to them to get it going. The other thing is that if you're like, but the more common way that you're going to connect people is, let's say you're in a conversation with three or four people, and one person's kind of just standing there, and you're doing most of the talking with one other person. At some point, you basically want to bring those other one or two people who are just standing there, into the conversation, and so you, if you're talking about, I don't know, gardening, you turn to the person who you want to try and include and say, you know, or do you have a garden? I think you said that you gardened, you know, and you get a subject and you bring it back in.
Right. So a couple important things here. It's while introducing other people can be the escape hatch, your sacrificial human strategy.
Right.
There's a difference here in that you're not connecting them as the decoy so you can run away. You're actually sticking around,
right,
and you're helping to facilitate the conversation.
Right. There's a whole section in the book on team mingling, which has a lot of these kind of techniques in it, shepherding and being able to, if you have somebody who you've come to the party with who's your partner, you can work in concert with them and figure out who needs to meet who and, you know, like do that kind of thing.
Talk to us more about that, because I also think during the holiday season, more than other times of the years, our partners are with us when
right.
we go to holiday events, whether it's our work partner, our office husband or wife, or our actual real life partner.
Right.
So how do you do that so that you're not excluding yourselves from everyone else, but you're actually there as a team?
Well, you do, there's one thing I call reconnaissance and rescue, which is basically you, if you're there with a partner who's your business partner, you can both sort of cover, you know, you meet different people and then you come back together and you share notes on who it is that you think that person should talk to and so on. Again, always keeping in mind that it's still for fun. It never should be like just, you know, because you're closing a deal or something.
It shouldn't be, oh, this person's looking for a lawyer. You should go talk to
them. No, but you could be like, this person's really drunk. Don't go over there in that corner.
Or I met the most delightful woman. We had this great conversation. I think you'd really like her.
Right, exactly. If you go to a party with your spouse, this happens a lot, an office party with your spouse, and your spouse is minglephobic or not interested in being there at all or both, you can do what I call conversational procurement for that person, which is, again, it's a sort of a similar form. You go off and mingle. You leave them on their own for the moment. And as soon as you find somebody you think that is actually could, you know, might be to your partner's or your husband's or your wife's taste, you then bring them up. You say, oh, you've got to meet my husband. You got to meet my wife. And you bring them over, and then you say, yeah, someone, we were just talking about so-and-so. Again, you give them the first topic of conversation. You stay there until they get going, and then you leave. If you turn around and you see that your partner or your husband or your wife is standing alone again, you do the same thing again until at least something sticks.
So it's the opposite of the handoff. It's actually going and fetching them.
Right.
It's like you're going
people.
And hunting dinner for
it's
them.
It's like you're basically feeding people, yes. You're bringing them their dinner.
That's actually, feeding people is a really, I think, great way to think about this, that what you're trying to do is nourish people.
Mm-hmm. That's
With ideas and relationships.
Right. Especially if you're somebody who's not, you know, who's good at this, it's really almost your duty to help everybody have a good time.
And dare I say, it could even be your joy. Jean, I have to tell you, it's been our joy to have you here on Women at Work today.
Oh, it's been so much fun. I can't believe it's already over.
I know. It went very quickly. And I have to say, I'm now ever more excited for the parties that are coming up. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Laura.